Some of the commentary contains language that may not be suitable for younger listeners. Hello, and welcome to episode number 6 of Positive Mutations, a Diva podcast. I am your host, The Fountain of Filth. The show's website is luckynerd.com/Devo. You can email me at fountainoffilth@luckynerd.com. You can also find me as Fountain of Filth on Blogspot, LiveJournal, Boogie Boys Basement Forum, and the Sput Talk mailing list. On MySpace, I'm Donut Rooter, and on AltFanDevo, I'm Pink Pussycat. This episode is called Fountain of Filth's Devo Dance Concert. For this episode, I picked 10 songs that I love to dance to. The songs on this podcast are in alphabetical order. Fountain of Filth's favorite 5 for this episode focuses on live songs I love to dance to. However, not all of the 5 are live tracks. I chose a couple of different versions to mix things up a bit. First up, we have Otto Modown from the Men Who Make the Music bootleg. I found this at a Cole record shop on Magnolia Boulevard in Burbank at the end of last century. This song is also in Hardcore 1. Otto Modown has one of my favorite bass lines ever. I've said it before, and I'll say it again. I love the hardcore stuff. The splendid synth sounds and bodacious bass lines make for some fucking amazing music. This song is perfect for solitary living room dancing, something I do a lot. Second is the first of Fountain of Filth's favorite 5, Blockhead. I'm going to play the live version for my very first Devo show, Lollapalooza 96, August 3rd at Irvine Meadows in good old Orange County, California. That was a great show. I saw the legendary Ramones, saw Soundgarden cover The Doors, and of course, saw Devo live. I had a blast dancing to Blockhead that day, and I was complimented on my dancing by a couple of guys in the crowd. This show was also the first time I saw Mark's Mini Moogs and knew they were analog, not digital.
Thank you.
is the second of Fountain of Filth's favorite five, Girl You Want. I'm playing the infamous Tank Girl version. It doesn't seem to be popular among Devo fans, but it's my favorite version of Girl You Want, with the Recombo DNA version being a close second. I'd love to be able to rent an LA subway car long enough to shoot a cheap video of a girl dancing to the song from one end of the subway car to another. My inspiration for that idea started during my subway commute from Toluca Lake to Sunset and Gower at the turn of the century. I discovered that this song's about as long as the trip from the Hollywood and Highland Station to the Universal City Station. I also think this would be a great song to strip to, but I doubt there's any demand for 31-year-old strippers who like Devo. Fountain Filth's favorite five is Going Under. I had a blast dancing to the song during the sound check before the first House of Blues show on the Sunset Strip in August of 2005. I'll elaborate on that story a little later. I'm playing the easy version of Going Under because it's fun to dance to. I picture some Hawaiian dancing mixed with some modern dance for this one. A live version of this arrangement of Going Under appears on the Now It Can Be Told album. Fifth is I'm a Potato from Hardcore One. Picture cheerleaders dressed in red, mutata green, and yellow uniforms dancing to this one. I always thought Devo music would make good music for cheerleaders to dance to. But then again, I'm a Devo geek, so that comes with the territory.
Come, what happens next?
The evolution.
Self-execution.
No solution. I'm a potato, and I'm so here.
Systems, men and parents take bodies falling down the stairs. Father, the sun team split the cost of nighttime girls, but all is lost to de-evolution, self-execution, no solution. I'm a stunt man. I got eyes all around. Stone for buried treasure, human bone. Maddest men tattoo ads on 10-year-olds with sucker pads. Rockets rush to attack a cave, things fall apart while spacemen play. Now Daddy Zero drops his brown. Go down, down to de-evolution, self-execution, no solution. I'm a spud gun, I like to shoot them all.
Next we have fourth of Fountain of Filth's favorite five, the Lala theme, That's Good. This was taken from Boogie Boy's Basement CD, A025, a July 2003 rehearsal. I picked this version because it's the most like the one I danced to during soundcheck last year. At one of the Disney gigs, I wished in the fountain in front of the House of Blues that I'd be able to dance during soundcheck. Much to my delight, that wish came true. During That's Good, when Mark shoots into the crowd, he shot me. Inspired by Jim Morrison and without missing a beat, I hit the ground hard. I looked up to see everyone laughing. Mark shot me a couple of more times, but I employed a modern dance step called the side fall, which is a much more graceful way of falling to the ground. That's Good is my second favorite Devo video. The French fry and chocolate donut imagery was quite intense for my junior high mind, but as Devo was, and still is, my boy band, I loved it.
Thank you.
7th on the list for the 6th episode of Positive Mutations is Mecha Mania Boy from the Infinite Zero re-release of New Traditionalists. This is another song that I picture cheerleaders dancing around to. I like Mecha Mania Boy a lot, and I think it would have been a great addition to New Traditionalists. It has a very cool energy to it. It's kind of like a Devolved Heroes theme song, I think. Next, we have the Boogie Boy version of Satisfaction, as found on Hardcore One. I first heard this version on Devo's Greatest Misses, which is a fucking great compilation for filthy-minded Devo fans like myself. I think this particular version is a cool halfway point between the Stones version and the version that appears on Devo's first album. I've always thought that it would be cool to have someone dressed up like Mark did in the video for Jocko Homo dance amongst a bunch of cheerleaders. If I had the chance to choreograph a dance piece for the stage, that is, if I actually had the talent enough to choreograph a dance piece for the stage, this would be my first choice. Some of the choreography would definitely be inspired by the choreography Michael Peters did for Michael Jackson's Thriller video. I watched that video a lot when I was in third grade.
I can't get no, 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 no.
Last of Fountain of Filth's favorite five for this episode is Wiggly World. This track is taken from the Disney House of Blues show on August 4th, 2005. I found out before the show that Devo was going to play this song at the encore, but it was still very exciting, knowing it had been many, many moons since Devo had played it live. This is a great example of why Mark Mothersbaugh is my favorite Mini Moog player. He can make the Mini sing in so many different ways. Well, he should, considering he's had a Mini Moog longer than I've been alive. It was very cathartic dancing to it at the August 5th show, after being very pissed off by all the ninnies and twits who like to slam dance to Uncontrollable Urge, making it necessary for me and my friend Tim to give up our great spot right by the stage. The House of Blues is entirely too fucking small for people who are drunk on cheap, crappy American beer to slam dance. Enough said, here's Wiggly World. Number 10 for tonight is a Mark Mothersbaugh tune from Music for Insomniacs No. 1, XP32. I bought the CD on an impromptu trip to Ventura, California's Main Street several years ago. This is my favorite Insomniacs track, and I simply cannot resist dancing to it. There's a very subtle sensual quality about this song that I find appealing on a few different levels. There are so many sounds that weave in and out of the song that I can latch onto any one of them and move around happily for 6.5 minutes. Thank you. And there you have it, episode number 6 of Positive Mutations, a Devo podcast. Special thanks, as always, to my husband for his support. Thanks also to my friend Tim and Boogie Boys Basement for the contributions to this podcast. I've got 2 gigs worth of basement stuff, so you'll be hearing that a bit more from now on. Feedback welcome, FOF@luckynerd.com. Coming up in 2 weeks, we have episode 007, where I pick 10 Devo songs I identify with. This is Fountain of Filth signing off, reminding you that we are indeed living in a wiggly world.